We continue today with lesson number 124 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim. We are progressing in the 29th Perek up to Mishnah 4 and 5 of the 29th Perek. Perek Choftes, Mishnah Dalet, and Mishnah Hey. These Mishnayos are continuing with the theme of this Perek, which has been when we're dealing with the handles or the protruding fringes of an object, how far from the point of contact of that handle or fringe to the object is considered a chibur, is considered part of the object, so that if the object becomes tome, that part too becomes tome. So now the Mishnah Dalet turns its attention to a component of a certain object, a certain tool. The tool is a mosnayim, a scale. Now, the scale has the two dangling parts upon which one puts what one is weighing and the weight against which it is being compared. Upward from that is a horizontal rod, which from which are suspended these two scales. Above the rod, one has a thread or a string which is tied to that rod, which one holds onto when one is weighing the objects in the mosnayim. So that string or thread which is holding that horizontal rod from falling to the ground, how much of that protruding thread or string or cord is considered part of the mosnayim, part of the scale itself, so that if the scale has become tomei, that thread is also tomei. So the Mishnah says, basically, in Mishnah Dalet and Hey, that it depends upon the mosnayim, it depends upon the type of scale. Basically, that means what type of material the scale is weighing. So if it's a chut mosnayim shel zehovim, says Mishneh Dalet, if the scale is used by goldsmiths, people who work with gold, so they're weighing gold, a very precious object, v'shel shoklei argomon tov, and those who are weighing precious garments, special fabrics of argomon, of a fine argomon, shalosh etzbos. So the first three finger breadths of the string protruding outward from the kone, outward from the rod, the first three etzbos are considered a chibur to the scale itself. The reason being that since you are weighing here very precious materials and you want to be very precise about measuring, not to give away too much or take too much, so therefore, you want to have a very short string which helps you suspend and hold this scale up in the air from falling. That's the basic din in the Mishnah. Shalosh etzbos. Beyond three etzbos from the point of contact of this string, this chut, to the actual mosnayim, is not considered a chibur to the mosnayim. So that if the mosnayim is tomei, the cord beyond that three etzbos point is not tome. Yad hakurdom me'acharov. A kurdom is a hatchet or some type of a spade. Let's assume it's usually translated as a hatchet, so let's go with that. So a hatchet basically has a metal part, which is the actual sharpened part which does the chopping, and it also has a wooden handle. Now, when one grasps the hatchet by the handle, one does not grab it from the end of the handle, far away from the actual metal, but rather one moves one's hand upwards so that there's a space between the end of the handle and where your hand is grasping. So that space from the end of the handle until where your hand is, That's called Yad HaKardom Me'acharov, the handle of the kardom, but behind where your hand is placed grasping that that piece of wood. Shalosh etzbos. So what's protruding from your hand, below your hand, down toward the end of the handle, up to three etzbos, that's considered a chibur. And if the hatchet is tomei, so is the protruding three etzbos beneath your hand toward the end. Further out, toward the end of the handle, is not considered a chibur. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi comes along and says, Tefach Tohor, that if the handle is so long that when you hold on to it, there's a full tefach protruding behind your hand, then the entire cut, the entire handle is not considered a handle. It's not considered halachically a yad, because it's very hard to work with such a long handle. So therefore, the whole wooden part is tohor, and according to Rav Yossi, if it reaches the shear of a tefach. Mishneh Hay continues, looking at a different sort of scale, not a different sort of mosnayim, not a mosnayim of people who are weighing precious objects like Zohov or Argamontov, but rather it's a chut mosnayim shel chenvonim. Chenvonim means storekeepers, usually storekeepers who are dealing with groceries. So they're weighing flour or sugar or whatever, not as valuable, and therefore as Zohov and Argomon, and therefore they don't have to measure to exactly, precisely. Therefore, they allow themselves a longer chut, a longer string with which to hold the mosnayim from falling to the ground. So chut mosnayim shel chenvonim, or shel balabatim, or which is used by a homemaker, a person in his own home or her own home, who is not, you want to get a basic idea of how much something weighs, but you don't have to weigh it to the exact, precise measurement. So therefore, again, you allow yourself a longer string. There, tefach. Up to a tefach, from the point of connection of this chut to the mosnayim, upwards to a tefach is considered a chibur. Beyond the tefach is not considered a chibur. Yad hakardom milifonov. What about that section of the handle of the hatchet, which is between where one's hand is and the actual metal blade of the hatchet? There, tefach. Up to a tefach, upward from your hand toward the hatchet, is considered a chibur. More than that is not considered a chibur. Shiore, the Mishnah continues, Yad HaKadem Lufonav Tefach. The Mishnah continues, Shiore Yad HaPargol. A pargol is a compass, not a compass by which you find out which direction you have to daven mincha, which direction is east or west or north or south. A pargol is a type of compass which is used to draw a circle. We've all used a compass in our basic course in geometry in high school. And some, of course, use a compass for more sophisticated and advanced reasons. So the pargol, this compass, which was used to draw circles in the time of the Mishnah, seemed to have a handle which one grasped when one rotated the bottom part of the compass to make the circle. So, Shiore Yad HaPargol Tefach, up until a tefach, from the point of contact of the handle to the actual prongs of the compass which draw the circle, is considered a yad, a chibur, to the compass. Above a tefach is not. Simply, Yad makeves shel mefatche avonim. Makeves is a small tool which is used to hew stone, to carve in stone. So there too, there seems to have been a metal part which was the blade, which actually cut the stone, and the wooden handle. So Yad Makefes Shel Mefatrei Avonim, the handle of these Mefatrei Avonim, it's considered a chibur to the metal part, tefach, up until a tefach. Beyond the tefach, it is not considered part of the makeves, and if the makeves is tame, that part which protrudes further away than a tefach from the actual makeves, the actual blade, is not tame. So we have completed Mishnayos number Hey, Mishnah number Hey, and also in the process concluded lesson number 124.